what we want to do is create a couple of documents. So to do that, I'm going to press the letter C for create.
Enter file name.
Now we're being asked for a file name. What do we want to call this new document that we're going to write? So when you enter a file name, there's a couple things to keep in mind. First, remember that we adjusted the default input prompt setting earlier. That applies here. If you wanted to type in computer braille by default, that's what this prompt is going to expect. If you want to type in literary braille, it will expect that by default. Now, I'm in computer braille at the moment. Let's say I didn't want computer braille this time. I want to type in literary braille. I can flip that setting on the fly just for this prompt by using either dots 2-3 chord or dots 5-6 chord to switch between the two. So dots 2-3 chord will choose computer braille. Of course, it doesn't say anything because that's already been set. If I do dot 5-6 chord, however,
literary braille.
We hear literary braille. Now I can type my file name in contracted braille. One other thing to keep in mind is that the type of document that you create will dictate whether the editor treats that file as braille or plain text. And this is determined by the end of the file name. So if I were to create a file right now called test, T-E-S-T, and press enter, we would get a text document. At that point, I could not write braille. Well, I could, but the BT Speak would treat it as plain text, or in this case, computer braille. If I want a braille version of this file, I need to add .brl or .brf to the end. So if I want to make a test document that will accept contracted braille, in my case, I would need to type T-E-S-T dot B-R-L. If that B-R-L or B-R-F is missing, the editor is going to assume that you don't want a braille document. So let's go ahead and create that file now. I'm going to go back to computer braille.
Computer braille.
And type
T-E-S-T.
And I type dots 4-6. That is the period in computer braille. If you're in contracted braille, it might be something different. And then we'll type
B-R-L.
And I'm going to press enter to create the file.
Test B-R-L is open.
Test B-R-L is open. Okay. Now if I try to explore with, say, dot 1 chord.
Top of file.
Or dot 4 chord.
End of file.
There's nothing here. So blank document. We can start writing some text, which is what we're going to do. We're going to keep this fairly simple because we're just demonstrating, but hopefully this will be enough to get you started. I'm going to write 3 lines in this file, and we're going to separate each line with dot 8 or the enter key. So enter makes a brand new line. So we're going to type, this is line 1.
Dot 6, THILOIB.5O.
So that's the first line. This is line 1. I can verify that with C chord.
This is line 1.
Okay. Press dot 8.
New line.
New line. All right.
Dot 6.
Now we're going to type this is line 3.
THISLOIBTHREBLOD.
Okay. There's line 3.
New line.
New line. Then we're going to type this is line 2.
Dot 6. THISLOIBTWOLOD. New line.
All right. So either I can't count or I have a reason for writing these lines out of order. Hopefully, you're assuming the latter, not the former, but do what you do. In this case, we do have a reason for putting these out of order. I want to show you some basic editing functions inside of this file. You might want to, say, delete something that you wrote. You might want to copy to the clipboard and move it somewhere else entirely. The clipboard being kind of a temporary piece of storage where text that you want to move can reside. So in this case, what I want to do is I want to go up to...
This is line two.
This is line two. I press dot four chord to get there. Let's do a 3-6 chord.
Dot six.
All right, so we are on the dot six, and current word says...
This.
That was dots 2-5 chord. Okay, so now we are at the start of the line that I want to move. There's a couple ways we can do this. First thing we're going to do is introduce you to the delete menu, which you can get to with D chord.
Delete menu opened.
All right, so this menu gives us a choice of what do we want to remove from this file. As with other menus, we can just use space or dot four chord to go forward, backspace, which is dot seven, or dot one chord to go back. So let's go forward.
Delete character. Shortcut is C.
Delete character.
Delete word forward. To start of next word. Shortcut is W. Delete word backward. To start of current word. Shortcut is B. Cut line or marked region. Shortcut is L. Cut to end of file. Shortcut is Z. Set or remove mark. Shortcut is M. Copy line or marked region. Shortcut is K. Undo. Shortcut is U. Redo. Shortcut is R. Delete character. Shortcut is C.
All right, so we've got a few options here. We're not going to go through all of them. So let's just start with a real basic one. I just want to delete the line. So I can either go to line and press enter, or as we heard, the shortcut was L. So let's press L.
Cut 15 characters.
All right, so we heard cut 15 characters. If I do a C chord now, we're back in the editor. The menu is automatically closed for us. What do we hear?
Blank.
We hear blank because we're now at the end of the file. We deleted that last line. But if we do a dot one chord, we should hear this is line three.
This is line three.
And before that,
this is line one.
This is line one. All right, so we're going to go back down with dot four chord.
This is line three.
This is line three. Let's verify that we are currently on the word this.
This.
Okay, so what I want to do now is put that line that we deleted, which remember was this is line two, right here. So to do that, we will paste the content of the clipboard. Pasting is the opposite of cutting. So instead of removing something from the document, we're putting something back into it. To get to the paste menu, we can press P chord, P for paste.
Paste menu opened.
Okay, let's see what we have here with the spacebar to go forward.
Editor clipboard, shortcut is E.
Editor clipboard, and this is what we're going to choose because that's where our line two currently lives. But we've got a few other options here.
Date, shortcut is D.
Date.
Time, shortcut is T.
Time.
Calculator result, shortcut is C.
Calculator result.
Gregorian date result, shortcut is G.
Gregorian date result, that's a feature of the calendar.
Stopwatch reading, shortcut is S.
Stopwatch reading.
Editor clipboard, shortcut is E.
And back to editor clipboard. So you can see that there is a way to get data out of some of our apps straight into your editor if you need to take down a note. You know, maybe you need to get the current time, maybe you're logging something. Or you calculated something with a lot of digits in it. You don't want to have to remember what those digits were from the calculator. You can paste that result immediately into the document. And same with stopwatch reading and so forth. So here we are back on editor clipboard. That's what I want. I'm going to hit enter.
Paste 15 characters.
And now we heard paste 15 characters. So now let's do a C chord.
This is line three.
We're on this is line three because we're at the end of where that text had been pasted. So our cursor is still where we had it. But now if we go up with dot one chord.
This is line two.
We hear this is line two.
This is line one.
This is line one. All right. Our document is now in the order that we want it. We have line one, line two, and line three. I'm going to go to the end of the document.
End of file.
And we should be on a blank line. Let's do C chord.
Blank.
And we are. So let's say, all right, this was hard work, and I want to make note of the time that this occurred. Let's just write something simple like, I finished at...
Dot six, I, F, low I, S, H, E, D, A, T.
I finished at, and again, I was typing this in contracted unified English Braille because the editor understands that. I want to paste the time. I don't have to go look up the time. I can with either O-chord T.
Options menu. Time, 2:05 p.m.
2:05 p.m. I could also do space dot 8 and T or T8 chord.
2:06 p.m.
Now it's 2:06 p.m. And I could write that, but I don't have to. We can Z chord out of the options menu.
Test BRL is open.
And do a P chord.
Paste menu, opened.
And press T for time.
Editor, 2:06 p.m.
2:06 p.m. So now if I do a C chord.
I finished at 2:06 p.m.
I finished at 2:06 p.m. How snazzy is that? Now let's say maybe I only want the first line of this document to still hang around. We could either manually delete lines, or we could delete just from our position to the end of the file. I'm going to do dots 1, 2, 3 chord just to go to the top, because it'll be faster to get there.
Top of file.
C chord says...
This is line 1.
This is line 1. Let's go down a line with dot 4 chord.
This is line 2.
And I'm going to do a D chord for the delete menu.
Delete menu, opened.
And in this case, we want to do all. So we can go to all, or I know that the shortcut is Z, and I'm going to press that.
Cut 56 characters.
Cut 56 characters. All right, so now our file, let's go to the top.
Top of file.
C chord.
This is line 1.
Dot 4 chord.
Blank.
Blank. Dot 4 chord again.
End of file.
So everything else we just wrote is gone. Now, okay, maybe I really didn't mean to do that, or I have some regrets about deleting all of my hard work. Well, we can bring it back, simple enough, with the undo option, which again, under the delete menu, with D chord.
Delete menu, opened.
Press U for undo.
Undid cut.
Undid cut. So now if we go to the top.
Top of file. This is line 1.
C chord says, this is line 1, and do we have the rest?
This is line 2.
Why, yes we do.
This is line 3.
All right, so now we know how to access items from the delete menu and remove pieces of text. And I should mention this, and maybe I just assumed that it was obvious, but in case it's not, the way this editor works is that you can make text additions anywhere inside the file. So what I mean is that if you start typing, wherever your cursor happens to be is where that text is going to be inserted. And if you want to just backspace or delete character by character, you can do that simply by pressing dot 7. To demonstrate that, let's go to the top of the document with 1, 2, 3 chord.
Top of file.
So we have...
This is line 1.
This is line 1. Let's say I just want to delete the word line and replace it with the word document. I'm going to do dot 5 chord.
Is line.
Here's line. I'm going to do dot 5 chord one more time.
1.
So the quicker way to delete that word would have just been to do a D chord W when we were at the line, but let's do the manual way. So we're just now past the word line. I'm going to do dot 7.
Space. B. Low I. L.
So the word line has been removed. Now I'm going to type
T. O. C. U. Dots 5, 6, T.
C chord will verify if we typed what we think we typed.
This is document 1.
Okay, so line is gone, document is there.
This is line 2.
And we still have line 2.
This is line 3.
And 3. All right, so let's say that I want to find the word finish, but I don't know where that word happens to be in my document. Well, we can take the long way around and look for it, literally by going through the file line by line, word by word, whatever. Or we can use the editor's built-in find facility to help us out. To do that, let's go to the top of the document with 1, 2, 3 chord.
Top of file.
And we're going to do F chord for find.
Enter text to find L9E.
And we heard enter text to find L9E. That was me looking for the word line earlier, just as a test. We already have a couple things that say line, so let's jump down a bit farther. I'm going to type the word finish, and this has to be dot for dot what is in the file in order for the search to work correctly. So the find feature is going to speak as if we're writing computer rail. You can ignore that. I'm going to type finish, which is F.
F.
Low I, which computer braille will be pronounced as a 9.
9.
I.
I.
And then SH, which is a percent sign that vocalizer doesn't speak. Enter to execute the search.
Enter text to find L9E, F9I.
And we heard the prompt sort of appear, but then disappear. C chord will tell us where we are now in the file. So let's press that.
I finished at 2:06 p.m.
And here we are. I finished at 2:06 p.m. Current word says
finished.
Finished. So we're actually on the word finished. Okay, let's make another file, and you'll see why we're doing this in just a second. So back to the options menu with O chord.
Options menu opened.
F for file.
Listing for home pi.
And then C to create another document.
Enter file name.
And we'll call this notes.brl.
N-O-T-E-S-B-R-L.
Again, remember, if you're in computer braille, the period is dots 4-6, which is what I've typed. So notes 4-6-B-R-L. Press enter.
Notes BRL is open.
All right, so let's say, just for the sake of example, I'm now in a document where I'm taking notes on something. Maybe it's a book I'm reading or a lecture. So we can start off our document with
dot 6, N-O-T-E-S, 4.
Notes 4.
Dot dot 6, B, T.
B, T.
Dot 6, S, P, low E, K.
Speak.
New line.
Now that we have some text in this document, how do I get back to the one I was in before? Well, we could go the long way, go back to the options menu, file, and open our test document again. But we don't need to. The file is still open in the editor. And the editor can hold seemingly endless number of files open at a time. If I want to go to the previous document in what the editor refers to as the ring, I can press dots 2-3-7 chord.
Test BRL is open.
And we heard test BRL is open. If I wanted to go to the next document, I can do dots 5-6-8 chord.
Notes BRL is open.
Notes BRL is open. If I do dots 5-6-8 chord again.
Welcome screen is open.
This is still open.
Test BRL is open.
And we cycle back around. So let's say I wanted to copy some notes about the welcome screen. I can jump between that and my notes, or I can jump between the test document and my notes, whatever I want to do. If I want to copy information from one document to another, I can. It's all very seamless here. As one final example in the editor, let's say I want to copy just an arbitrary amount of text from one file to another file. By arbitrary, I mean some length of text that's not just one line or one word or one character. I want to tell the editor where to start and where to stop. To do that, we have to use what is called setting a mark. So this basically works as follows. You'll set the mark, which says this is where one end of my selection is going to be. It doesn't have to be necessarily the start or the end. It can be either one. You then want to move your cursor to the position where you want the other end of that selection to be. Again, start or end doesn't matter. For this example, I want to copy, not cut, but copy the last two lines of my test document to my notes. I'm going to go to the top of the document here.
Top of file.
1-2-3 chord. And dot 4 chord.
This is line 2. This is line 3.
All right, so we're at line 3. So we can either set a mark by going to the delete menu with D chord and then pressing M for mark. Or I can press M chord.
Mark set.
Either way, you'll hear mark set. Okay. one end of my selection has been marked. Now I'm going to go to the end of the document.
End of file.
With 4-5-6 chord. Now I want to copy that range of text from my mark position, which remember was the start of line 3, to the end of this file, where I am now. To do that, we'll go to the delete menu with D chord.
Delete menu, opened.
And this time we want to press the letter K. So L would delete the line or a marked region. K will not delete that marked region, but it will copy it to the editor clipboard. And that's what we want. So let's press K.
Copy 41 characters.
Copy 41 characters. Okay. Now that is in the clipboard. Let's press dots 5-6-8 chord.
Notes BRL is open.
And here we are in our notes file. Let's see what the current line is.
Blank.
All right, it's blank. I did that with C chord. Now I want to paste the editor clipboard with P chord.
Paste menu, opened.
And then E.
Paste 41 characters.
So you heard that we copied 41 characters from the test file, and we just pasted 41 characters into the notes file. So let's go to the top of the notes file with 1-2-3 chord.
Top of file.
And let's do ER chord to hear everything that's here.
Notes for BT speak. This is line 3. I finished at 2:06 p.m.
And there you have it. So we've copied that information from file to file, and everything is here, ready for us to either continue working or finish up.